Today's daf is Bava Metzia Daf Tes, and we are 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Ches Amid Beis Meisavei. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael and Asunim Batzaru V'Shivir. So we're in the middle of a sugya. The Gemara is discussing whether one can acquire an animal by riding on the animal. Roichev, is that considered a Maisa Kinyan, or is that not considered a Maisa Kinyan? The Gemara, in the context of some drama, Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, Shmuel, Abaya, two Lashonis of Abaya, mentioned that the Amir Rav Yehuda had said in the name of Shmuel that Roichev is not a Kinyan. Now the truth is that whether or not Roichev is a Kinyan is totally in a machlokes tanoim, a machlokes of Masechtas Kalayim. The Mishnah Masechtas Kalayim discusses if somebody was sitting on a wagon that was being led by a shor and a chamor, and he was doing work in the field. Does he violate the Issa Kalayim and get Malkus, or does he not violate the Issa Kalayim and get Malkus? Shmuel's girsa in that Mishnah was that Rameir holds that the person would violate the Issa Kalayim, whereas the Chachamim hold that that person would not violate the Issa Kalayim. And it was from there that Rabbi Yehuda had deduced that Shmuel Shita is that Roichev is not a Kinyan. Ma Inyan Shmita Itzel Har Sinai. It's because if the Chachamim, who we paskin like, are of the opinion that if someone is sitting in a wagon that's being led by a Shor V'Chamor, it's not considered that he's doing a Maisa Issa Kalayim. That means simply riding an animal is not considered a Maisa Chashuva. So too, in Hilchas Kinyonim, if somebody would ride on an animal, it would not be considered a Maisa Chashuva, thus it would not be rendered a Maisa Kinyon. The Gemara attempted to distinguish between sitting in a wagon that's being led by animals versus actually riding on the animal. That distinction fell flat, and really what emerged then is that Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel that just like if someone's Yoshev Bekoroin, he's not going to violate the Issa Kalayim, so too, if somebody would ride on an animal, he would not make a Maisa Kinyan. So just to have a specific case, if somebody sees an animal and it's a lost animal, where the halacha is, Hare Elu Shaloi, jumps on the animal, he rides it, it's not considered a Maisa Kinyan, he would not be Zoich in it, which means if somebody else would come now and he would be manig the animal, he would schlep it, he would do Mashiach of some sorts, he would be the one that would acquire the animal. The fact that somebody was roichiv on it before, that in and of itself would not be, oh, okay, so with that hakdama, again, what's the hakdama? The Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel that roichiv is not a Maisa Kinyan, is off the Gemara. Meisve, I'll ask you a kasha from a Mishnah. Which Mishnah? First Mishnah, Masechtas Bava Metzia, Shnayim Roichvin Al Gabi Behemo V'chulu. So the Mishnah, the Masechta began, Shnayim Roichvin Metal. Zeh Oimra Nimitzosiyah, Vzeh Oimra Nimitzosiyah. Zeh Oimra Kula Shali, Vzeh Oimra Kula Shali. What happens if Zeh Oimra Kula Shali, Vzeh Oimra Chetzia Shali? All the halachas of Yachloiku B'Shvua. Then at the end, the Mishnah gave another example of this halacha. Hoyu Shnayim Roichvin Al Gabi Behemo. Two people were riding on an animal. Oy Shahoya. Echad Roichvin Echad Manig. Or one person walked into Bezin riding on an animal. The other person walked in leading the animal. They both agree that this animal was a lost animal. They're arguing over who found it first. Ze oimer kula shali, veze oimer kula shali. What's the halacha? Yachloiku b'shvua, the same exact halacha of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Mani, who is the Tana of this Mishnah? Meaning, it seems mefurish in the Mishnah that if somebody finds an animal and he rides on the animal, he's going to acquire the animal. Where do you see that in the Mishnah? Each one is claiming it's his because he's the one that wrote it first. Or Echad Roichev Echad Manik. Each one is claiming that the animal is his, one because he wrote it and the other one because he was Moshechet. He was Manik. So you see, Lechura, in the Mishnah, that Roichev is a kid. So the Gemara says, who is the Tana of the Mishnah? Ilei Rav Meir. If you're going to tell me the Tana of the Mishnah is Rav Meir. Which Rav Meir? Rav Meir from the Mishnah, Masechtas Kalayim, that holds that a Yoshev Bekorim violates the Issa Kalayim, which means that for sure, if someone is Roichev on an animal, he is going to acquire the animal. Meaning, this Mishnah could very likely be Rav Meir, in which case it has no bearings on Rabbi Yehuda's halacha that he said over in the name of Shmuel, which is that Reuchev is not a Kenyan. Because when Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel that Reuchev is not a Kenyan, he was only saying it in the Chachamim, that hold Yoshe Bekarim is Potter in Hilchas Kalayim. Avadi Givist, according to Rameir, that Yoshe Bekarim is Chayiv, for sure it's going to be a Kenyan. So the Gemara says, if you want to tell me that the Mishnah is Rameir, oh, and by the way, Stam Mishnah is always Rameir. So it certainly would be Ma'od Matin if the Mishnah is Rameir. The problem is, Hashti Yoshev Kani Rochav Mibaya, what is the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Is the Chiddush of the Mishnah that if someone's riding on an animal, he's going to acquire the animal? If Rameir said already in Hilchas Kalayim that a Yoshe Bekaroin is considered a Maisa Chashuv in Kalayim, thus in Hilchas Kinyonim, then certainly a Roichev would be as well. Meaning, what then is the Chiddush of the Seifa of the Mishnah? In other words, the Gemara is bothered a little bit with the whole Seifa. Oh, Yishnaim Roichev and Al-Gabi Behema, Echad Roichev, Echad Manik. What's the Chiddush? To tell me Yachloiku B'Shvua, we know that from Shnaim Roichev and Batalas. There must be some unique Chiddush. You know, the last 2 days we had the Braisa that talked about Shnayim Madukim Bishtar. We're there too, there's a whole sugya. But there were many chidushim in that sugya. The question is, what's the chiddush in Shnayim Roichev and Al-Gabi Behemo? Or Echad Roichev Echad Manik? If the Tana, the Mishnah, is Rameir, and it's poshid in Rameir's world that Roichev is a Kenyan, for sure Manik is a Kenyan, so this is a classic Yachloiku B'Shvua. Elalav Rabbanik. You know what Pshat of the Mishnah must be? The Mishnah is going according to the Rabbanon, who hold that a Yoshe Bekarin is not Soifik as Arbon. The Shema Mina, and the Mishnah is coming to teach me, Rachuv Kani, that when it comes to Kinyanim, Roichev is a Kinyan. That would explain what the Chiddush of the Mishnah is. You want to know what the Chiddush of the Mishnah is? That Roichev is considered a Maisa Kinyan. Now, it's a very Agav Dika Chiddush, but sometimes the time that Mishnah is going to do that. Agav Orche Kamashmon, we have another case in the Mishnah of Shnayim Roichsim, of Shoyu Shnayim Roichvan Agabi Behema, Echer Roichev Echaman. To teach me that Roichev is a Kenyan. But the bottom line is, you see from our Mishnah that Roichev is a Kenyan, and this is a Kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. So again, really from the Mishnah you see Mefurish that Roichev is a Kenyan. The only reason this is that complicated is because there's no Hechrich that the Mishnah is going according to the Chachamim. Maybe the Mishnah is going according to Rameir. And according to Rameir, there was never a Shaila that Roichev is going to be a Kenyan. But the Gemara said, if the Mishnah is Rameir, then there's no Chiddush in the last case of the Mishnah. Must be the Mishnah is going according to the Chachamim. And the Chachamim hold that Roichev is a Kenyan. That's a Chiddush, because they hold Yoshe the Koran doesn't get Malkus. That would explain why we have this whole case in the Mishnah. But at the end of the day, what emerges then is that according to the Chachamim that hold that Yoshe the Koran doesn't get Malkus, Roichev is a Kenyan. That's a Kashan Rabbi Yehuda, who said that I know from Shmuel that just like the Chachamim hold that a Yoshe Bekaren is potterly in Kalayim, so too Roichev is not going to be a Kenyan. But the Gemara says, you have no right, because Hachav Ma'eskun, it could be our Mishnah is discussing B'manik B'raglov, not a regular Roichev. We're talking about where the person was riding on the animal, but at the same time, as he was riding it, he was leading it. So Rashi says, Shaboyit B'raglov, as he's riding the animal, such as the horse, he kicks it with his feet, and he causes the horse to go on its own, and it's for that reason, this type of roichev is really the equivalent of meshicha, and it's for that reason, it's going to be a kenyan. So la'olam roichev is not koina. I in our Mishnah, you see mefurish that roichev is koina. Our Mishnah is not talking about your classic roichev. It's talking about where you were roichev, but at the same time you were kicking the animal. Manik beraglov, that's meshicha. Here, of course, it's going to be koina. But the Gemara says ihachi hainu manik. So that means roichev is really manik. The Mishnah didn't sound that way. Mishnah talked about a case where it was echad roichev and echad manik. What emerges then is that even the Roichev is being Manik. So why are they two different people? So the Gemara says, Trey Gavni Manik. The Mishnah was discussing where one person was being Manik in the more conventional way, and the other person was being Manik by being Roichev. Now, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, right? The only reason we're even having this conversation is because we feel like the Mishnah has to be a Chiddush. Otherwise, let the Mishnah just be Rameir, who holds Roichev as Koine anyways. So now that we made this Akimto, what is the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you what the Chiddush is. I would have thought Rachiv Adiv, the Hamanik Vitafis. Well, I would have thought in the case of Echad Roichev, Echad Manik, maybe the Roichev is the better of the two. And the reason is because the Roichev is being Manik, the Manik is being Manik, but the Roichev is also chapping on the animal. He's toughest in the animal. So I would have thought for sure his Kinyan is better, Kamashmo, and that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that's not the case. Bottom line is, we thought we had a Mefurish Mishnah that says that Roichev is Koine, the Gemara was doicha the raya by saying that our Mishnah could be talking about not your classic roichev, but rather a manik beraglov. Manik beraglov is different. Over there, there was never even a discussion. So we just tweak now the whole sugya, and that is the shaila of the day, which is roichev. Is it a kinyan or is it not a kinyan? The whole shaila is if you're riding it, but you're not leading the animal while you're riding it. To the extent that you're leading the animal while you're riding the animal, you're a manik beraglov. That's poshet. That's meshicha. There's no question in the world that roichev is going to be kinyan. Zok tigmar tashma. I'll bring you a raya from a braisa. Shnayim shayim moishchim begamal. There were two people that were being moishcha gamal, or Umanhigim bechamor, they were being manig a chamor. So if you look at the last line of Rashi, Rashi says chamor darkoi behanhaga, v'gomol darkoi b'meshicha. So the derech of how a person leads a chamor is behanhaga. The derech of how a person leads a camel is b'meshicha. So what's the difference? Hanhaga means you prod the animal along. So you have a stick, you yell at it, but you give it a knip. And by you doing that, you get the animal to go in the direction you want it to go. Meshicha is old school. You yank it, you schlep it. So the derech of how people would lead their chamor was behanhaga, and the derech of how people would lead their gomel was b'meshicha. So it says the braiso, shnayim shohayu moishchin b'gomel, that's the derech, u'manhigim b'chamor, which is the derech, oicha yechad moishchad echad manig, or if one person was being moishchik and one person was being manig, b'mida zois, if they did it in this way, the Gemara is going to explain, kanu, they are going to be kanu. Rabbi Yehuda haimi, Rabbi Yehuda says, lo'olam lo'y kanu, not koine, adjie meshicha begamel v'anhaga bechamar. The only way you can be koine is if you do it in the proper way, which is meshicha begamel or anhaga bechamar. But if you miss it and you do it in the reverse, it's not going to be okay. So the Gemara begins and says like this, Ketani Mios, I see one thing in this braisa. Oisha ye'echon moishech ve'echon manik. It sounds like the way you koine a chamar or the way you koine a gamel is by being moishech it or by being manik it. Which it sounds like moishech manik in avurach of lai. It sounds like only if you moishech manik, but not if you ride it. Oh, it's a kasha on the Manda Amar that holds that Roichev is Koina, or it's a Raya to what Rabbi Huda said in the name of Shmuel, that Roichev is not Koina. L'chura, from this Braisa, you see that Roichev is not Koina, because we're talking about being Koina animals, and there's a way to be Koina by being Moshech, there's a way to be Koina by being Manik, but it sounds like Rochev is not going to work. Mara says, now, who had done that for the Roch? Really, you could be Koina even by riding the animal. Oh, the Koina Moshech Manik. So why is this Braisa only talking about Moshech Manik? Lafuki to Rabbi Huda, because the Tanakama, the Braisa, just wanted to be Lafuki. Came to Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar who said, "Achete meshicha begamel v'anhaga bechamar." That the way to do it is, you have to do meshicha begamel, you have to do anhaga bechamar, because that's the normal way to do it. Kamash malon. The chiddush of the Tanakam is dafilu ibchanami kani. That even if you do it in the reverse order, you do meshicha for the chamar, you do anhaga for the gamel, that too is going to be okay. In other words, if the purpose of this brayso was to teach me all the ways to be koina a chamar or a gamel, it would have mentioned rachel. That's not the purpose of this brayso. The purpose of this brayso is to present to you the following machloikis. Machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda, being that the derech is to be moishech a gamal and the derech is to be manig a chamar, that's the only way to be koina a chamar and a gamal as it relates to meshicha. Whereas, according to the Chachamim, you can mix it up, and being that you can mix it up, therefore, there's a machloikis, and being that there's a machloikis, that was the purpose of what this braisa is coming to say. But the Gemara says, "Ihochi bazoi la'arvinu v'lisninu." If the Chachamim hold that really, you don't have to do hanhaga b'chamar and meshicha b'gamal, but if you want to mish it, that's something that you could do, then why did the braisa not present the halachis in that way? Meaning, this is what the braisa should have said. Shnayim shayu moishchin u'manhigin bein b'gamal bein b'chamar. The halach is, it's always going to be okay. What did the braisa say? It's subtle, but it's different. Shnayim shayu moishchin b'gamal, or shnayim shahoyu manigim bechamar, oy shahoye echon moishech ve'echon manig. That's pretty wordy even for a braisa. What the braisa should have said was shnayim shahoyu moishchen umanigim bein begamal bein bechamar. Because really, it doesn't matter if you do meshich or if you do anhagan. It doesn't matter if it's a chamar, if it's a gamal. Meaning, if there's a machloikas between Rabbi Yehuda and the chachamim in this braisa, where according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to get it right. It has to be anhagan bechamar meshich begamal. You have to do it in the derech of the way people do it. Whereas according to the chachamim, you don't have to. So then the braisa could have been a little bit more concise. It doesn't feel like it was so concise. So the Gemara says, and really in the teretz of the Gemara, you appreciate the kasha, it's a lot better. The reason we didn't say it in that way is because it's not true. Although the Chachamim argue with Rabbi Yehuda that hanhaga b'chamar and meshicha b'gamal is lav davka, But it's not 100% lav dafka. It's only a little bit lav dafka. Meaning, there are moide b'miktzas, so to speak, to use the Shnayim Oichsim term, with Rabbi Yehuda. I agree with you b'miktzas that you have to get it right, but I disagree with you b'miktzas in terms of there is an oifen where you don't have to get it right. Okay, when do you have to get it right? When do you not have to get it right? So the Gemara says there were two versions. Ikda Amri, there were those that said that Meshicha Bichamar, that it's Meshicha Bichamar, that's a chad sad deloikani. The Ikda Amri, and there were those that said Hanaga Begamal, that it's Hanaga Begamal, that's a chad sad deloikani. Or there were those that said that Meshicha Bechamar is the Chatzad, that's Kani, and there were those that said Anhoga Begamal, that's the Chatzad, that's Kani. The point is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it has to be Anhoga Bechamar, and it has to be Gamal B'Meshicha, whereas according to the Chachamim, one of the two don't have to be Dafka. Meaning, you can either do Meshicha even for a Chamar, despite the fact that it's not the Derech, or you could do Anhoga for a Gamal, despite the fact that it's not the Derech. Which one is which? So that already, it was unclear to the Gemara. But the point is, that's why the Braisa broke it down a little bit. If two people were being Moshech HaGomel, that for sure works, because Moshech HaGomel. There were two people that were being Manik B'chamar, that also for sure works. Or if one was being Moshech and one was being Manik, if you do the Echon Moshech, Echon Manik, in the one where Echon Moshech, the Echon Manig works for the same animal, it's going to work. Which is that one animal where Echon Moshech and Echon Manig works? So that's the Ikeda Amri, some say Bechamar, Ikeda Amri, some say Begamal. But it couldn't be Larvinu Velesninu, because if it would have been Larvinu Velesninu, then it would mean Echon Moshech, the Echon Manig always works. It works side by the Chamar and side by the Gomel, and that's not true. Being that there's a Chad Sad, the Loi Kani, so it's for that reason you couldn't mish them together. Either way, the Gemara now is going to present the same exact exchange, albeit in a slightly different nusach. The Ikud HaMoysef Misefer, there were those that asked the Kasha from this Braisa. Again, what was the Kasha from the Braisa? That Luchur, you see from this Braisa that Rochav is not Koina. Some asked it not from the Reisha of the Braisa, but from the Sefer of the Braisa. What did the Sefer of the Braisa say? B'midazu Koina. It said the following words. If you do it in this way, you're Koina. B'midazu L'mutaymai. It sounds like the words B'midazu are exclusionary, right? It's coming to be memayit something. Probably what it's coming to be memayit is rochu, meaning b'midazoy. Shnayim shayim moishchem begomol, shnayim shayim manhigim bechamor, or echon moishchem echon manik. Right? All those things work b'midazoy, as opposed to something, as opposed to Rambam says like the mutei ipcha. You know what? It was coming to be memayit. It was coming to be memayit echad roiche ve'echad manik, where you got it wrong. Where you did the Meshicha for the Chamar, not the way you're supposed to do it, for the Gamal, or you did Hanhaga for the Gamal. But the Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's what the Tana Kama holds, Hainu Rabbi Yehuda, that is literally Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, Ikebe Nayu, Tzad Echad Oloikon. No, there is an Afkimita, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, you always have to get it right, whereas according to the Chachamim, you don't always have to get it right. There's a Tzad Echad where you have to get it right, but there's a Tzad Echad where you don't have to get it right. What's the Tzad that you have to get it right, and what's the Tzad you don't have to get it right? Ikad Amri Meshicha Bechamar, Ikad Amri Anoga Begamal. Some say Meshicha Bechamar is good, and some say Anoga Begamal is good, or some say Meshicha B'Chamar is not good, and some say Anoga B'Gamal is not good. The bottom line is, there were two versions of how this presents itself, and that's why it was done in this way. So what's the bottom line? The bottom line is we had a Braisa, Shnayim Shoyim Moshchem B'Gamal, Umanhigim B'Chamar, Echad Moshet, Echad Manik, against a Braisa over here of how a person could be Koina, a Gamal, and how a person could be Koina, a Chamar. Meshicha and Hogan, there's not a word mentioned about being Reichavit. It certainly sounds like Reichiv is not koina. In the second lishna of the Gemara, the question is even a little bit sharper. The Braisa said, "B'midazoyz kano." It almost sounds like this is the only way to be koina. It's not just that there's not a word mentioned about riding the animal. The Braisa actually says the words, "B'midazoyz." This is the only way to do it. But the Gemara said, the reason there's no mention about Reichiv in this Braisa is because this is not what we're talking about. We're presenting a very specific sif katan in the world of being koina an animal, and that is if somebody goes at the derech of how a person usually is koina an animal. You do meshicha with a chamar, or you do hanhaga with a gamel. Is that something would work? Is that not something that would work? That's a machlokes of Yudan the Chachamim. That's the machlokes that was mentioned over here. And even the b'midah zois that the Chachamim said, it's related to the fact that the Chachamim hold that sometimes you can get it wrong, And it's b'midah zayis when you can get it wrong that it works, other times not, and that's what it's coming to exclude. When could you get it wrong? When do you have to get it right? So that's interesting. The Gemara wasn't sure. Ikud amri this way, and ikud amri that way. Zok the Gemara vayit another brisa. Toshma echad rochav chamor the echad tofus b'moseiro. What happens if there was a chamor? This chamor had a moseiro, a bridle, or the reins of the animal. And it was a mitziah, it was hafker, and two people jumped on it, one of the people's cases, literally, and they wanted to chop this animal. So one person went and he rode the chamar, and the other person chopped the reins, and he's holding on to it. It says, the braisa says, zeh kona chamar, vizeh kona meiseira. The person that's riding the chamar is kona the chamar. The person that's holding on to the meiseira, he is going to acquire the meiseira. It says the Gemara, shmami no rochav koni. You see from here that rochav is koina. I mean, it's pretty straightforward. Echad rochav chamor, echad tofus b'moiseira, zeh, meaning the person that's riding the chamor is koina the chamor. So it's mefurish, says the Gemara, hachinami b'mana b'raglov. Hachinami, meaning just like we explained the Mishnah, shnayim oichsim, it's talking about not a regular roichet, but rather he's manik b'raglov. I could always tell you that this price is talking about where he was manik b'raglov, and to the extent that he was manik b'raglov, that's a regular meshicha, and being that it's meshicha, so he's going to be kind. Ihach, he says the Gemara, nikni nami rochav b'moseiro, if you're going to tell me that we're discussing a rochav that's manik b'raglov, so why is it that the person that's Roichiv the Chamar is not koina the Moiseira. Bechura, if he's a manik beraglov, he should be koina the Moiseira as well. Now, there's a discussion in the Rishonim whether we're supposed to be geiris these words, ihachi. Tosfos says, igar sinon ihachi. If the girsa of the Gemara is accurate and you geiris ihachi, so you have to say that the hezber of the Gemara is as follows. And it's gishmak. If the Bryce is talking about a regular Roichiv, and roichiv is koina, meaning he's not manik beraglov, he's not doing meshicha. All he's doing is being roichiv. So then the Gemara understands that why should he be koina the meisera? You're riding the animal, you'll be koina the animal. The meisera, mechates, you should be koina the meisera. But if you're going to tell me that he was a manik beraglov, that means he did meshicha. To the extent that he did meshicha, just like meshicha is a kinyan for animals, meshicha is also a kinyan for all metalton, right? That's a classic standard way to do meshicha. So why are you not koine the meisera with the meshicha that he did for the animal? If the meisa kinyan is roichev, because it's a heftza of kinyan called roichev, so roichev is a kinyan for animals, it's not a kinyan for meiseros. So that would explain why zekon achamar, but he's not koine the meisera. But if you're a manik beraglov, that means he did meshicha. If you did meshicha, meshicha is koine all metalton. So why are you only koine the chamar? Why are you not koine the Moisera? That's the Ihachi. If you're going to make an Akimta and you're going to tell me that we're talking about were you a Mani Barak, that means you did Meshicha, so why are you not Koina the Moisera? So the Gemara says, you're right, you are Koina the Moisera. So what then did the Brisa mean? Eimo ze kona chamor v'chatzi Moisera, v'ze kona chamor, v'ze kona, I'm sorry, chatzi Moisera. So this person that was Roichev and he was Manik Beraglov, he's going to be Koina the Chamor, he's the only one that did Meshicha on the Chamor, and he's going to be Koina chatzi the Moisera because he did Meshicha on the Moisera. And the other guy, because of the fact that he did what? He lifted the Moisera, right? That's what he did. So that person who was tofus bin Moisera, with his hagbah, he's going to be kind of the other half of the Moisera. So really, the way we look at it is that this one person was making kinyan in the chamar, the shnayim moichsen bin Moisera, they were magbiya together, and the halacha is that each person is kind of half, as in yesterday's daf, and being that each person is going to be kind of half, so therefore the halacha is going to be achloiku on the Moisera. But the Gemara asks a kasha, bishlam rochav koni, bishlam, I understand why the rochav could be kind of half of the Moisera, dikomag b'le bendas, because he has the half of the Moisera, based on the fact that he made a kinyan in the Moisera, he did Meshicha, and the fact that there's another person that was Magbiya the Moisera at the same time, doesn't shter him, because that person is a Ben Das, as opposed to maybe the Cheresh of yesterday's Da, but the point is, this person is a Ben Das, and being that he's a Ben Das, so he's not going to get in his way from being able to make the kinyan. Elatofus ben Moisera, but the person that hopped onto the Moisera, ben Maikoni, how is he going to be koina his half? Let's just speak out the words of the Gemara's Kasha. the way he's being koina is with hagbah, by chapping on the maaser. At least that's what the Gemara thinks now. And being that the way he's being koina the maaser is through hagbah, being that he didn't lift the hagbah, he didn't lift the maaser completely, right? Maaser is strapped to the animal. So he lifted half of it, maybe, but he didn't lift the whole thing. So if that's the case, it's not a hagbah. And if it's not a hagbah, so then how is it even possible for him to be koina his half? So just the hesber a little bit, just one tefach tifer in terms of understanding the Gemara. And that is, the Gemara feels that the fact that these two people tried acquiring the Maisera at the same time is actually a problem for both of them. Because although it's true that each person made a bona fide kinyan, he did a mashicha, and the other person did a hagbah, but it's not so posh that you could just say yachloiku, because if two people want to be koina in something b'vas achas, really each person's kinyan shtares the other person's kinyan. And because each person's kinyan shtares the other person's kinyan, so really it should, by definition, make it that no one's kinyan should be a good kinyan. Stating that, there is a way to make it work. The way to make it work is if each person at the time that he makes his kinyan has in mind that I don't just want to be kinyan for myself, but I want to facilitate your kinyan. So if the two people work together, so toiv mashnayim and echad, ish is reyehu yazayru. Oh, in that case already, each person's going to be able to be kinyan. And it's for sure that that's the only way that this kinyan would be able to play itself out. So the Gemara says that is fine, no problem. No one has an issue with this, and it's going to work l'chayra for the person that's being groichiv. Meaning, the person that's being groichiv, he's being koina the maisera, manik beraglov with his mashicha. Someone else is making agbah at the same time. Don't worry about the other guy that's making agbah at the same time, because they're working together. He's having a mind because he knows that's the only way he's even going to get his half. So he's having a mind for the other person to be able to be zoich in it. He's Zoichev himself, and he has Yenim in mind as well, and therefore that other person could be kind in half. But the question is, how could the person that's lifting the Maisera get his half? Although it's true, all the Kavanas are in order. L'shem Yichetz, everyone's saying what they're supposed to say. Everyone has all the Das in the world. But at the end of the day, it's Ikechasa. You didn't make a Kinyan. What did you do? You lifted a half of Maisera. But if somebody lifts something that's still half on the ground, that's not a hagbah. In this case, the Maisera is attached to the animal. You don't lift the whole animal. So if that's the case, freik de gemara, tofus bin Maisera b'maykani. So bishloim the roichiv, he could be koina, he's doing a mashicha. What's the problem, Yena? Okay, Yena is going to have in mind that he should be koina, and as a result, he has a skinion. But the tofus bin Maisera b'maykani, not out the das. He has the same das. The other person has a mind to be mezakit for him. But at the end of the day, it's chaser in the ikur kinyan. So the Gemara says, Ema, you have to say, Zekana chamar v'kula meseira. You ready for a chiddush? This is the way you have to tweak the braisa. The person that was roichiv, and he was manik beraglov, that person is koina the chamar, and he's koina the entire meseira. V'zekani mashatavus b'yadai. As opposed to the person that lifted the meseira, and chinami, he doesn't get the whole meseira, all he gets is mashatavus b'yadai. Whatever's in the clutches of his hand, that he's going to get. Now, if you would stop right here, what you would have is a tremendous chiddush. And that is that you see from here, that if a person has something in his hand, even if he didn't do a hagbah, there's something called being koina mashatofus biyadi. Not for now. There's tzaisis on this, not surprisingly. But the point is that if a person has something in his hand, that in and of itself is going to be a maisa kinyan. And the Gemara says, anachinami, that's all that this person is going to get. But the Gemara says, I have another problem. And this is also going to take us back a little bit to yesterday's daf, the hard part of yesterday's daf. And that is, haimai. I still don't understand how the person that is being manik beraglov could be koina at this point, the entire maisera, minus the part that's in the hand of the person that lifted the Maaser. Meaning, because in Tim Tzoloimer, as if to say, Afilum Tim Tzoloimer, Hamagbiel Mitzia L'Chaveroi, Kana Chaveroi, even though we know there's a shita that holds, Hamagbiel Mitzia L'Chaveroi, Kana Chaveroi, what's the Chiddush? Zachem Adam Shloi Befanam. The Chiddush is even though it's Chav L'Acherim. But Hani Mili, when is that? Shun Hechet the Kamagbali Adai to the Chavre. That's if he picks it up Adai to the Chavre. Meaning, the Das matters. Hi, over here, Adai to the Dei Kamagbali. This person who lifted the Maaser, when he lifted it Adai to the day. Now, he didn't just lift it Adai to the day, he lifted it Adai to the day and Adai to the Chavre, but he for sure lifted it Adai to the day. Now, this person had in mind that if I can't get it, I want you to get it. Yeah, they understood, right? Sometimes you have to work together. Because otherwise we're going to end up with nothing. But at the same time, I'm not giving you das for you to be koina and for me to be left with nothing. So at the end of the day, if I'm going to end up with Masha Tafas Beyoda and you're going to have the rest of the reins, I'm not giving you the keys to the car as a Yishnael. It's not something I'm willing to give you. So says the Gemara that I don't understand how the person who is Reichiv can be Zoicha in the Maisera, being that he has to come on to the person that lifted the Maisera, and the person lifting the Maisera has to shtel tzu him das. And L'chura, you would think he's only shtelling tzu him das if he could be Zoicha on his own, and he's not being Zoicha on his own. So I think this whole thing should fall flat. So Amar Rav Ashi said, Rav Ashi, let me explain to you what this price means. Zeh kona chamor ubeis pagel, vzeh kona mashe tofus biyadai. I think you have to read this price a little bit differently. When we say echad roichav echad tofus, the one that's being roichiv is koina the chamar. He's also koina part of the Maisera. Which part of the Maisera is he koina? So Rashi says this base pagel is kiftzail balaz, English, masha beroisha chamar. The chelik that's beroisha chamar, that he's going to get. And the reason he's going to get what's beroisha chamar, so Rashi actually said this earlier in the sugyo, because it's the tachshir of the chamar, uki chamar dami. That's considered part of the chamar. There's a part of the chamar that's poshut, it's the tachshir of the chamar. So if you get the chamar, you get that. It's not even viewed as being independent. You have to do a separate maisa kinyan. And if I got the chamar, you can make a separate kinyan on the tachshir of the chamar. So that you're going to get. The person that lifted the maisera, he's going to get mashatavas biyadai, right? Only mashatavas biyadai, because that's the only thing that he even has a kinyan on. He didn't do akbah on the rest of the maisera. Vashar, what about the difference? Loikono, loizeh, the loizeh, enochinami. Nobody is going to be able to be zoich in it. Why not? The person that's toughest b'meiseira, he never made a kinyan in it. He never even lifted it. And the person that is riding the animal, although he did a mashicha on it, but at the end of the day, this other person also did a hagbah, and his hagbah, although it's not a hagbah, right? There's like a lot of nuance here. Although it's not a hagbah, but it's enough of a hagbah to shter my kinyan, and even though he had das for me to be koina, but only if he's also going to be koina, I mean that he's not being koina, so therefore at the end of the day, the shar, no one's going to get. Rabbi Vo came and he heard this whole schmooze. What did we just do? We literally just took a brice and we tzihakt it to shticker, right? The brice said, Echad rochel chamar, the echad tofus bin moisera, zeh kona chamar, vzeh kona moisera. The brice says anything but that, right? What does the brice really mean? Zeh kona chamar, plus this spitzel that the chamar has literally on the head of the chamar. Additionally, the person that's holding on to the Maseira, he's going to be koina what's literally inside his house, inside his hand, and the shah ain't a koina loizev loizev. Nobody's going to get. That's not what the Braisa said. So Rabbi Vo says, no, I'm not comfortable. Lo'ilam kidiktani, leave the Braisa exactly the way it is. Meaning, Rashi, zeh kona chamor, vzeh kona Maseira, vafilu beis pagel shol chamor. And this person that has the Maseira, he's even going to get the thing that's on top, this tachshit. Says Rabbi Vo, okay, we had a lot of problems with it up until this point. So how are we going to give the chenetza? So the Gemara says, "Hayo v'yachal linatka ulahavia etzlay," being that the person holding the Maseira, although he didn't lift the Maseira, but if he wanted to take the Maseira and he wanted to schlep it to him, he wanted to yank it to him, this is something he'd be able to do. Just the metzias is, it's very easy to chap the Moisera, just based on the physics and the aerodynamics of this whole case. So being that that's something he'd be able to do, so that in and of itself gives him a regular kinyan in it, and being that he has a regular kinyan in it, he's the one that was zoich in it. So a new maisa here, that even though he never did a proper akbah, but being that he's yochel linatka ulahavia etzloi, that in and of itself would be enough, says the Gemara, stating that although Rabbi Vo used this new svara that a person can make agbah because something is yochel and not ge'etzla, even though he didn't lift it, to make sense of this braisa, but what Rabbi Vo said, berusa, it's really berusa. Sometimes you have the girsa bedusa. Whether it's berusa, bedusa, the English is the same thing. It's not emes, right? It can't be what Rabbi Vo said. Because if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Avo is true. So let me ask you a question. Talus, if you have a talus, half the talus is on the ground and half the talus is on the omer. And somebody came and he lifted half the talus, only the half that's on the ground. And then somebody comes and he lifts the other half, the half that was on the omer. You're going to tell me the first person's koine and not the second person? Why would you say that? Because he could schlep it. Meaning, to do akba, you usually have to lift the whole thing. So what if you have half a talus on the floor, half the talus on the omer? You lifted the half the talus that's on the floor. Now it's yochel l'nat galavia etzlay. Incidentally, Rashi explains the reason it's yochel l'nat galavia etzlay is because the other half is on the amud. Being that it's a little bit elevated, all you have to do is just slap it down. It's like a very easy, gravity is working in your favor, and as a result, it's very easy to slap it. But the point is that being that this is something that you could be menatic, it should be a kinyan. Meaning, if somebody else would go now and pick up the second half that's Agabi Yomid, he shouldn't be Zoich in it. And there's no way that's the case. Now, if Rabbi Bo's right, then the person that lifted the half, Hoyle V'yachal and Natka Etzel, should be Zoich in the other half as well. And it can't be. It's untenable. Ella, Hadar Rabbi Bo, Berusi, must be it's Berusa. If you look at Toysfa, Dibra Maskot, Iloi Te Mahachi, Toysfa says, K'tzas Kosha, Minole Shalai Yachloi Rabbi Bo, Achbazar. How did the Gemara know? Like, as if this case is like the most famous case in Shas, as if it's a Pasuk in the Torah. Like, who knows anything about this case? Yeah, Efshataka, maybe in this case, the person that lifted the half that was on the ground, Hoyvan Yachal and Natka Etzla, anybody cares if this person's zeichin the whole thing? Somehow the Gemara knows this is impossible. So Tosfos says it's not sorchi and gadol, but k'tzas kasha. K'tzas kasha definitely is. How did the Gemara know for sure that Rabbi Avo can't argue with that halacha? Either way, we return to our regular program, which is roichev. Is that a kinyan or is that not a kinyan? And just the chaz, according to Rabbi Meir, avada roichev is a kinyan. If a yoshev the koran is soifik as arba and in ilchas kalayim, for sure it's going to be a kinyan. If you manik beraglov, and for sure it's going to be a kinyan. The question is, according to the Chachamim, that Yoshev the Karm is not Soikav Sarbam and Hilchas Kalayim, if all you are is Reichiv, you're not kicking it, you're not prodding it along, there's no element of Meshicha here. All it is that you're being Reichiv. Is that considered a Mais and Kinyan, or is that not? Up until this point, we tried proving it from the Mishnah of Shnai Moichsen. Then we had a Toshma from one Braisa, a Toshma from a second Braisa. The Gemara now brings the Toshma from a third Braisa. Rabbi Eliezer said, Rochav Besada, if somebody rides an animal in a field, Umanik Beir, or if somebody leads an animal in the city, Kana, he's Kaina. I mean, this is pretty black and white, right? Mefurish, Rochav Besada, Kana. Says the Gemara, Hachinami Manik Beraglov. It's true, you see, some element of riding an animal is a Maisa Kinyan, but maybe it's talking about what you were Manik Beraglov. But the Gemara says, Ihochi, Oy Bazoy, Hainu Manik, if that's what's going on, meaning you were Manik Beraglov, so that means that really a Racha Besada is a Manik. So why does the Braisa, why does Rabbi Eliezer make two categories? Rochov, Manik, it's the same thing. So the Gemara says, Trey Gamni Manik, because they're different types of Manik. And it's an Afkimin Alalocha. Rochov Besada, Manik Beir. But the Gemara has another question. Ihochi Ebazoi, Rochov Beir, my time of Koini. Why is it that a Rochov Beir is not going to be Koina? Now, here too, Tosfos is not sure whether he's supposed to be Geiris the words Ihochi. And Tosfos says like this, that it sounds like, just from the girsa of Ihachi, that the Gemara's kash of Rochav Be'ir, Maitai Moloikoni, is predicated on Rochav being Manik Baraglov. But if Rochav would be just a regular Rochav, where you're not Manik Baraglov, then I understand, says the Gemara, why a Rochav Besoda is going to be Koina, but a Rochav Be'ir is not going to be Koina. Again, let's get this clear. Rabbi Eliezer said, if someone is riding an animal in a field, and he wants to acquire the animal by riding it, it works. If someone's Manik an animal in the shtot, it works. In the reverse order, it's not going to work. Rochav doesn't work in the city, and Manik doesn't work in the ear. And Manik doesn't work in the field. The Gemara initially thought that Rochav Basada, that's Kana, and Rochav the ear, that's not Kana, is a regular Rochav. Oh, Shmamina, Rochav Kana, Shmamina. Mar says, no, it's not Muchach. Maybe this Rochav over here, that's Kana Basada, and that's not Kana. The ear is talking about where you're Manik Baraglov. But the Gemara says, if you're Geiris Ihachi, that Bishloima, if Rochav means that you're not a Manik Baraglov, I understand the distinction between the Sada and the ear. But if it means you're Manik Baraglov, what's the distinction? So the question is, what Shaykh is? But why does it matter if you're Manik Baraglov or you're not Manik Baraglov? Either way, L'churit Sarach Bir, what's the distinction? It says Tosis, the bottom Tosis on the Amud, that the Pshat says, if Rachav is manik beraglov, that means really all Rachav is Mashicha. So if all it is Mashicha, so you were Mashach the animal. If you were Mashach the animal, I don't see why it should matter if you were Mashach in the field or if you were Mashach in the city. Either way, you were the one that caused the animal to walk. And being that you're the one that caused it to walk, it's a Mashicha. Mashicha works, and therefore you ever heard Allah, Mashicha doesn't work in a city? So what difference does it make? You have to be in the suburbs? So in this L'chayr, it works. So if it works, what should be the problem? But if you're going to tell me that Rachav means that you are a manik beraglov, so then you're dealing really with a little bit more of a mechudesh tiga type of kinyan. You're dealing with a kinyan Rachav. So then there's malkum to say like this, that when the animal is in the city, so there's a big tumult, there's a lot of noise, right? There's a lot going on. So any move that the animal makes, you would assume is probably because of, you know, the gerida that's going on. And if that's the case, so your rechiva is doing very little to really have any hashpa on the animal. And as a result, I could see why if you're in a quiet area and you're riding the animal, so even the movement of the animal, despite the fact that you're not being manik beraglov, is somehow attributed to you. But in the city, I can't hear. So the Gemara says, Gishmak, if rochav means yastam roichiv, so really this whole kinyan is a mechudesh tiga kinyan, is not really doing anything to the animal. So maybe in the field, you fart riding it and it's going because it feels you. So I could hear it a little bit. In the city, maybe not, because the city, the animal's not even good as the fact that you're on it. But if you're manik beraglov, then you're zicha pushing it. And it doesn't matter if it's besadu beir. So the Gemara is kasha. If you're goyris, ihochi is ihochi. If you're going to tell me that rochav means manik beraglov, then rochav in my time of loikoni, Rav Kana said, very simple, if you change darkin, shol bnei adam, lirbe beir, because it just wasn't the derech for people to ride animals in the city. So Rav Ashi told Rav Kahana, so you just told me a big chiddush, a chiddush in Hilchas Kinyanim, that if somebody does a kinyan, a regular, legitimate, bona fide kinyan, stating that he does it in a way where it's not the derech to do it. So you did a kinyan, meshicha, manik beraglov, but you did it by riding an animal in a place, in a mukim where people don't ride the animal. It's not okay. I mean, even though it's a kinyan, but lamaisa, you did it in a place that people don't usually do it. Elamiyat, if that's the case, let me ask you a question. If somebody picks up a wallet that has money in it on Shabbos, the derech is not to pick up your wallet on Shabbos, simply because it's muktzah. So, you're going to tell me in Hilchis Kinyanim, in Chayshim Mishpat, in the Zikin, it's not going to be considered a kinyan? There's no way in the world. Ella of my, what do you have to say? That the avad, whatever you did, v'kani, and of course you're going to be good. No, hachinami, my avad, v'kani. So here too, you should say the same thing. Meaning, if you're going to tell me that you have to take makim into consideration when you look at kinyanim, and if the derech is not to do this kinyan and this makim, boom, that impacts hilchas kinyanim, avad loy mahani, that you should have to take zman into effect as well. And we know for sure that's not the case, because if somebody would make agba on something mukta on Shabbos, even if he did the wrong thing, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, avada, he's going to be kind of what he has to be kind of. Now, just to speak out something very, very obvious, even though we had earlier that when it comes to kinyanim, there's a distinction, for example, between chamor behanhaga and gamol b'meshicha. Right, Rabbi Huda's shita was that you have to get it right. You can't do meshicha on a chamor and you can't do hanhaga on a gamol. Meaning, you see that it has to be done in the derech that people do it. Now, here, all of a sudden, the Gemara is dismissing this havamina that kinyanim have to be done in the derech. The Gemara doesn't even understand it. It's almost laughable, right? You're going to tell me if someone lifts an arniki the Shabbos, it shouldn't be kinyan. But the chilek is very different. Over there, the etzem kinyan that you did is the wrong kinyan. Over there, the way to be moishach a chamar is behanhaga. You did it by meshicha. The way to be moishach a gamel is by meshicha. You did it by behanhaga. So the chefs of the kinyan is wrong. Over here, you got the kinyan right. Of course, the way to be moishach an animal is to ride it and to kick it. And the way to be magbiya an arnaki is by lifting it. Narvas, there's other issues, external issues, that are getting in the way. It's in the wrong makim, it's the wrong zman. Zokti gemara, avade, if the etzem kinyan is wrong, yeah, that's for sure going to be a problem. But over here, the etzem kinyan is not wrong. So it says the gemara, I just don't understand how you can tell me that rochav means manik beraglov, because if rochav means manik beraglov, then why is it that rochav only works besada and rochav doesn't work beir? So the gemara says, Ella, you have to say as follows. That la'olam, rochav means manik beraglov. We're not willing to concede that point. Don't bring me a raya from this price that rochav is koinu, because maybe it means manik beraglov. What's the kashna? Why does it work besada and it doesn't work beir? here. We thought we were talking about a metzia. We're not talking about a metzia. We're talking about Mekach HaMemker, the Amalei, and it's talking about what the Meicher told Elikeach, Kini, I want you to be kind in this, Kederech Shebnei Adam Kainim, in the way that people usually make a Kenyan. There, this halacha of Rabbi Eliezer kicks in. If you did rachav besada, being that that's the derech yekaina, if you were rachav be'ir, then the derech, then it's not going to be kaina. But the Gemara says you have to read the not such fine print. Says the Gemara, v'irushus harabim hu. If you're in a city, but you're in the rishus harabim kani, then you kaina, even if you ride the animal. And Rashi says because even though the derech is not to ride animals in the city, but in the rishus harabim, yeah. And the reason is because there's such a behola in the rishus harabim. If you're going to lead your animal, right? Somebody's going to walk between you and the reins of the animal. The next thing you know, your animal is gone, and you know, good luck finding it. Harei evu shalai, whoever ends up with this animal. So therefore, you're not taking any chances, and therefore you're going to ride the animal. Another line of fine print that you have to read. If you're an Adam Chashuv, so then the halacha is, if you're in the city, even if you're not in the Rishos HaRabim, you're going to be kaina. And the reason is because for an Adam Chashuv, it doesn't pass to be leading an animal. For an Adam Chashuv, it passes to be riding on top of the animal, right? Like, that's where the Adam Chashuv is sitting. If it's a woman, also kanya. She's going to be kaina even in the city. And the reason is because a woman, Rashi says, is not so strong, and she's afraid to lead the animal because she doesn't want the animal to run away. So even not in the Rishos HaRabim, she's worried about it. So therefore, as long as she's in the city, it's going to be a problem. The Inish Zilu, and if this person is Stam, he's like a billiga person, Kani, he's going to be Kaina. And the reason is because the people didn't ride animals in the city. It was considered, like from a social etiquette perspective, somewhat inappropriate. It was like not dark yet. Tznius Rashi says, it's just not what people did. And Inish Zila, he doesn't take social etiquette into consideration. And as a result, a person like this, it's again going to be a kinyan. So what's the chiddush of all this? The chiddush is that these things impact dark yet kinyanim. Rosh Hasharab and Kani, Adam Chashuv Kani, Isha Kanya, Inish Zila Kani. You have to work out, push it on a piece of paper for whom it's not kaina. So I'm not 100% sure. So if you're not chashiv, but you're also not an isha zila, you have to be a man, and it can't be in a rishos harabim. So then the halacha is, it's not going to be kaina. Zok the Gemara, by Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Loza said, oim lechaver, if somebody tells his friend, meshoich behemazu. By the way, this is like another shas sugya that we're about to learn in 5 minutes. It is what it is. So if someone tells his friend, I want you to be meshoich this animal, lik nois kelim shalab, so that you can acquire the kelim that are on the animal. So this is me'inyan le'inyan ba'is'inyan to what we were just talking about, where you're doing some sort of mashiach on an animal, you're going to be kind of the reins on the animal. So someone tells his friend, mashiach pe'imazu, right, this is my animal. Macha mashiach, liknois kelim she'olah. So the question is, mahu, what's the halacha? Meaning, could you be kind of the kelim? Can you not be kind of the kelim? Now, to be clear, you're not being kind of the behemoth. You're only being kind of the kelim. You're doing a meshicha on an animal that has kelim on it. So really, you're doing meshicha on the kelim as well. That's the shayla. Is that considered a meshicha on the kelim? Is that not considered a meshicha on the kelim? So the Gemara just interrupts the discussion for a minute and says like this. Liknois. One of the cases where he said, meshoich behemazu liknois, mi amar likni. Right. In order for someone to be makta something to his friend, he has to say the words, go make a kinyan, kni. He has to instruct him with an exclamation mark. Do meshicha al das to be koina. I mean, it sounds like he's telling him to be koina. This is very, very nuanced, but it's not strong enough, the Gemara holds. You have to tell the person to be koina. It shouldn't be michla la batashameyehe. Right? Because then if you hold like Remeir who needs tanai kofel, it could be it's a problem, right? It has to be clear. It has to be rochel bitchag tano. So the Gemara says that, did he tell him this? The Gemara says, okay, no problem. What's the halacha? That's not the point, right? The point over here is the sugya, the Indian here is not kni versus liknois. That's when you learn, you know, the sugyas of kinyonim and kedushin and above a basra, that's not what we're learning over here. We want to know, meshicha on the behemoth, when there's kelim on, is that considered meshicha for the kelim or not? Mi mahan yeshicha the behemoth lak niya kelim, my lord. Meshicha on the behemoth, does that work for the kelim or does it not? My Rava said, as follows, vi amale kni behemoth, vi kni kelim, mi kani kelim. So Rava responded to Rabbi Lazar, and he said the following. He said, it sounds to me a little bit like your whole shaila is because you're not being kind of the behemoth. But if you would be kind of the behemoth, then for sure you'd be kind of the kelim. Meaning, i'amale kni behemoth v'kni kelim, it sounds like for sure that would work. Right, the shaila is kni kelim, but be kind of the kelim by being moishach the behemoth. But if you're going to be kind of the kelim, then for sure, together with the, I'm sorry, if you're going to be kind of the behema, then for sure, together with the behema, you're going to be kind of the kalim. And Rava says, I don't understand why. Chatzar malechasi, v'chatzar malechas like kalim. I mean, the only difference I could hear in the two cases, whether you've been kind of the behema or not being kind of the behema, is when you're kind of the behema, now you own the behema. And being that you own the behema, so maybe the behema becomes your chatzar. We're going to learn the sugyas of king chatzar in the next few days. And because you were kind of the behema with your chatzar, so now the kalim is in your chatzar, therefore you're going to be kind of the kalim. Meaning, mitzad the meshicha of the kalim, when you're only doing the meshicha and the behema, says Rava, makes no difference if the behema, you're being kaina or you're not being kaina. It's neither here nor there. The nafkemina would be, l'chayra, if I'm kaina the behema, so now I have another derech kinyan to be kaina the kalim. And that it was with chatzar. But his kasha is, could a behema be a chatzar? We know the basic rule of chatzar is that a chatzar has to be stationary. But if the chatzar is maleches, then it doesn't work. And this chatzah has 4 feet, right? This is a chatzah maleches. So how could it work? So you'll tell me, kishamda, right? Every single time in Shas, the Gemara mentions chatzah maleches, the Gemara says this. Maybe it's talking about where the animal is standing. So right now, it's stationary. We know that standing doesn't make a chatzah. It's chatzah maleches, because all it needs to do is decide to walk. And if that's the case, then Lechura said, Rava, I understand why Yeshayla was nuanced. I understand what it makes a difference. Even if you wanted to, the person to be kind of the behemoth, it would be the same exact shayla. Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Behilchasa bikafusa, because there is a way to have an animal be a chatzar, and that is if it's tied up. Right? Usually the Gemara says kafus, here it says bikafusa. But the point is, if it's tied, so then it becomes ois chatzar mehaleches, even though you can untie it. But as long as it's tied, it's not considered a chatzar mehaleches, and that's where it would chapa nafgimin. If somebody said, meshoich behema liknois kalim, where the animal was tied, so the shayla is, are you kind of the kalim? You're not kind of the kalim. In that case, where the animal was tied, if he would have said, meshoich behema liknois behema v'kalim, that's pashut be kind of the kalim. Because being that you did meshich on the behema, now the behema is yours, it's a chatsa she'inam haleches because it's tied, and therefore, the halach is, you would zicha be kind of the kalim. So the reason the shayla was in a case where you're not being kind to the behema is because hocha b'mayaskina, where the behema was tied, and if you were kind to the behema, it would be your chatzah, and it's pashut, you would have the kalim, not alts mashicha, you would have it alts kinyan chatzah. Where's the chatzah? The behema is the chatzah. Aitz chatzah malachas, it's tied. The only time it's negei yashayla, whether you're kind to the kalim, is when you can't acquire the, when you don't have the behema. Being that it's only negei, where you don't have the behema, so therefore we said it in a case where you weren't being kind of the behemoth. Incidentally, the shayla, yeah, good. Amrulei, Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, the Rav. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua told Rav, Elamayata, according to you, that holds what? That chatzim haleches is not kind. Hayim halich besvino. If somebody was on a ship, the kaftsu dug him, and then fish jumped onto the ship. The naflu lutechasvina, and they landed in the ship. Hachi nami, the chatzim haleches would be like, honey, are you going to tell me this person is not kind? So if somebody wants to chap the fish now, he can chap the fish? A ship, you would think, is a chatzim mehaleches. Amalusi told him, no, a ship is not a chatzim mehaleches. Sfina menach naicha, the ship is in one place. It's considered that the water is schlepping it along. A sfina is not considered a chatzim mehaleches. If a woman was walking in Rishos Harabim, a married woman was walking in Rishos Harabim, and the man threw a get into her cheik, into her basket, are you going to tell me she's not megureshes? We know the halach is that a man who wants to divorce his wife has to give her a get. Because of La Sefer Krusas V'Nasim B'Yada, but there's a whole parak called Perak HaZoyrek in the Sechtes Gittin that says that doesn't have to be in her hand dafka, it could be in her chatzar as well, says the Gemara. So what would be if a woman is walking and a man threw a get, L'toich Cheiko, L'toich Kalta, threw it into her chatzar, quote unquote. Being that she's walking, you tell me it's not going to work because it's a chatzim mehaleches. Amalei, no, kalta meinach naichi. The kalt is considered to be in one place. She's the one that's walking. But we don't look at the kalta as walking, just like we don't look at the sfina as walking. And it's for that reason, says the Gemara, that's actually not going to be a chatzim mehaleches. So this, believe it or not, is the conclusion of the first Mishnah of Maseches Bava Metzia. Hafachba, the Hafachba, the Kulaba. Tomorrow, Beis Hashem, we're going to begin the second Mishnah. We're even going to see the third Mishnah. The next day, the fourth Mishnah. It's going to start moving very quickly. Hatzad HaShava, between the Gemara's discussion of the first Mishnah and the following Mishnah, is it's all Dvarim Ma'imdim Berumay Shalayvam. But just to end today's daf, and really the first part of Bava Metzia, with one Dvar Agada. And that is, Chasam Sofer, in his Psicha to Mesechtes Bava Kamma, his Psicha to Seyde Nezikin. So he talks about the idea that we've spoken about, and that is Kula Nezikin Chada Mesechtehi. So the Makar is a Gemara in the end of Bava Kamma, Avodah Zarah, Dav Zayin, where there was a Machloikis Amayram, Rabbi Yosef Shita was that Kula Nezikin Chada Mesechtehi. And the Rishonim say, Rashi, Avodah Zarah, Dav Zayin, Tosis Bava Basra, Dav Beis, the Rambam in his Hakdama to Pirush HaMishnayis, that Kula Nezikin Chada Mesechti doesn't mean the entire Seder Nezikin. But Kula Nezikin Chada Mesechti means the three Bavas. That Bava Kama, Bava Metziah, and Bava Basra, they're really Chada Mesechti. In fact, we mentioned that if Kula Nezikin, that Bava Kama, Bava Metziah, Bava Basra are all one Mesechta, so what's the name of the Mesechta? Meaning, Bava Kama is not the name of the Mesechta, it's just the first Bava, the first Shar, to this one very large Masechta. Bava Metziah is the middle Shar, Bava Basra is the final Shar. What is the name of every Masechta? Has a name. So what's the name of the Masechta? So we said the name of the Masechta is Masechtas Nezikin. Right? If Kula Nezikin Chada Masechta means the entire Seder Nezikin is Chada Masechta, so then the Taich of Kula Nezikin Chada Masechta is the entire Seder Nezikin is one Masechta. But if Kula Nezikin Chada Masechta doesn't mean the entire Seder Nezikin, it means the three Bavas, so then what does it mean Kula Nezikin? It's a misnomer. It's not a misnomer. The Masechta is called Masechta Nezikin. In fact, if you look at the Chasam Sofer's Psicha that we're about to read from, this is the way he starts. Psicha le Masechta Nezikin. It's Pasha. That's the name of the Masechta. The Masechta is called Masechta Nezikin, and it's made up of three Sharim, Bava Kama, Bava Metziah, Bava Basra. We mentioned that there's another Masechta that you find the same exact phenomenon, and that is Masechtas Kelim in the Tosefta. So if you look in the Tosefta of Masechtas Kelim, it's broken up into three parts. You know what the three parts are called? Bava Kama, Bava Metziah, Bava Basra. The name of the Masechta is Masechtas Kelim. It's just made up of three Sharim, the same three Sharim that you have in Masechtas Nezikin. Bava Kama, Bava Metziah, Bava Basra. You have in Masechtas Kelim. You have Bava Kama, Bava Metziah, Bava Basra. Either way. So the Chasam Sofer here in his Psicha, and incidentally, we spoke out parts of this Psicha in the Psicha to Masechtas Bava Kama, where we said over that Chasam Sofer brings from the Ramami Pano, who said that the Arba'ah V'Nezikin are really mechuvin to the Dal Golias that Klai Yisrael had to go through, and Seyde Nezikin is really Seyde Yeshuas in the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, the Ein Kana Mokum Laharach. But in the middle of this psicho, Sazok the Heilige Chasam Sofer, he says as follows, V'simonech, a simin for you to know that Kula Nezikin Chada Masechta, but Bava Kama, Bava Metziah, Bava Basra are really just the three Sha'arim. They're the three parts. They're the three components to Masechtas Nezikin. And the same is true for Masechtas Kelim. Kula Kelim Chada Masechta is just made up of three parts. Bava Kama, Bava Metziah, Bava Basra. So the simonich is Gal Einai V'Abita Neflois Mitoy Resecha. Zokter Chasam Sofer, Gal is Rotzo Loimar Gimel Lamed Gimel Sha'arim V'Lamed Prokim. Because if you look in Masechtas, Bava Kama, Bava Metziah, Bava Basra, and you add up all the prokim, you know how many prokim there are? There's 30 prokim. Each one of the three Masechtas have 10 prokim. It's 30 prokim. Masechtas Kelim is also made up of 30 prokim. So Zok Tehelik Echsam Sofer, a simin that Kula Nezikin Chada Masechta, and a simin that Kula Kelim is Chada Masechta. Just they're made up of three Sha'arim, but they're really one. Is Gal Einai V'Apita Neflois Mitoy Resecha. Gal is Bava Kama, Bava Metziah, Bava Basra. It's the three Sha'arim, the Lamed, or the Lamed Prokim that you have, Sayin Nezikin, and the Lamed Prokim that you have in Masechtas Kelim. So I'll just tell you a beautiful Ha'ar that I heard from Yedidi Ramosha Grun, who we quoted on that base, the epic shtickle from Rabbi Lazar Gadol, and Yiyush, Rabbi Tzadik, Shin Yudches, etc., etc. So he shtelt zu a medrash in Parshas Metzora. So the medrash is going on the pasuk v'isha ki yazuv zoyv dama yamim rabin. It's in the sugyas of Zav. But the medrash says as follows: that Shloim HaMelech said in Shir Hashirim, Roishoy kesem paz kfutzoysav taltalin shchoyrois ka'orev. And the medrash says that this pasuk is talking about Torah. Roishoy kesem Pause. Roishoy zu teira. Dechsev Hashem kononi reishes darkoi. And kesem pause, etc., etc., is referring to divrei teira. Kfutz oisov sturis taltalim is, it's all teira. That this pasuk, roishoy kesem pause, futsois of taltalim shchayrus ko'erev, is referring to teira. Incidentally, we spoke out once the hakdama to the ktsois hachoshen, where the ktsois writes in his hakdama that the reason he's naming his sefer ktsois hachoshen, it's miloshin kfutsois of taltalim. Because you see from this medrash, from this pasuk, that the Torah has to be braided very, very nicely. You have to beautify the Torah. And that's why the Ktsois writes in his psicha, that even though his purpose of writing Ktsois HaChoshen was as a halacha sefer, but at the same time he says he's going to infuse a little bit of pilpul. He's going to infuse different inyonim that are pasha going to beautify the Torah. L'kayim ma'ishenemar kvutsois of taltalin. Because that's the way Torah is supposed to be. Torah is supposed to be geshmak. It's supposed to be beautiful. And that's why the ktsois varf darayin a few pilpulim. Lamed dalet dalet, aleph vav, lamed ches hey, just to name a few that we mentioned recently. Pezai and hey, but the bottom line is that it was all al derech zek fusaysav taltal. Either way, so the Medrash goes along and has different pshatim and different mahalchim to explain this inyan and this pasuk of kfutsoysav taltalim referring to Torah. One of the pshatim is as follows: Rab Chanan Ditzipoyrim Pasakra Betlule Zushal Ofer. He says you want to know what it means taltalim. It's referring to a mound of offer. Misha tipish ma'oimer. He says if someone's a tipish and he sees a mound of offer, what does he say? Mi yochel katzei sezu. Who can possibly chop down this mound? Misha pikeach ma'oimer. But if somebody's a pikeach, if he sees a mound, what does he say? He says, listen, I understand this is very overwhelming. However, hareini koitzet shtei mishpolos hayoyim. I'm going to cut off two mishpolos, you know, two whatever today. Shtei mishpolos lamacher. Ad she'ani koitzet hezkulo. Until eventually, day by day, two at a time, I'm going to eventually knock it off. Says the Medrash, Rav Chanan Ditzipoyrin, kach. Same is true when it comes to Torah. Misha tipish oimer. Someone that's a tipish. He sees the Torah. What does he say? Mi yochel lomed es haTorah. Who can possibly learn the Torah? Nezikin, listen to these words. Lamed prokim. Kalim lamed prokim. How am I going to learn Nezikin? It's 30 prokim. How am I going to learn Kalim? It's 30 prokim. Aber misha pikeach ma oimer. But someone that's a pikeach, what does he say? Harei nishtoin eshtei alochis hayoim. Shnei alochis lamachar. Achan you don't have to learn it in one day. What I'm going to do is I'm going to break it down. I'm going to learn two halachas today. I'm going to learn two halachas tomorrow. Says the Medrash, this is the aside of how a person accomplishes great things. A person who looks at a task and he's overwhelmed by it. How am I going to do this? It's impossible. That person's a tippish. Because Misha Pikeach Ma'o Oimer, he says, yeah, it's overwhelming. How am I going to do this? You know how you're going to do it? You're going to chip away. Hareini loymit shnei alochis hayoim, shnei alochis lamacher, and then eventually, this that at first seemed to be an incredibly difficult task, you're going to find is not going to be so difficult to do. But what was the muscle that the Medrash gave for this idea? What is the tippish? What part of the Torah is so overwhelming? He sees Nezikin, and he says, how am I going to learn Nezikin? It's Lamed Brachim. He sees Kalim. How am I going to learn Kalim? It's Lamed Brachim. You know what the Teretz is? Harei nishtoina shtei halachis hayoim, shtei halachis lamachar. So said Rav Moshe Grun, yesh loimer. That's the oimik hakavon of the Heilig Chasam Sofer. That David HaMelech said, gal einai va'abito neflois mitoiros echa. A person wants to be zoichi, wants to see the neflois mitoiros echa. But it's very overwhelming, because Misha tippish. What does he say? He says, how am I going to learn the entire Torah? How am I going to get to a point where I'm going to be zoicha to the seed and a flois mitayra secha? And specifically, how am I going to learn the Zikin? How am I going to learn Kalim? It's 30, but you know what the answer is? Gal. You know what Gal is? We took the 30 prokim of Masechtas and Zikin, and we made three Masechtas out of it. We made Bava Kamu, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra. And by the way, you don't have to learn the whole Masechta in one day. One daf a day. The two amudim, I think, are the two halachas. But you can learn one daf a day. You chip away, you chip away, you chip away. And if you do that, you'll be zoicha to see the neflois mitayra secha. Gal, taking the zikin, which is 30 brokim, and making three bavas out of it. That's the way for you to be zoicha v'abita neflois mitayra secha. That's the oimik, maybe, hakavana of the Heilig Chasam Sofer.